tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. We are going to discuss the blessings of living by the sunnah. Subhanallah, the best way of living this life. And inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to discuss the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he has mentioned for the guidance of mankind, you and I. And before that, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a brimming source of morality, politeness and high ethics towards not only the Muslims and the fellow humans but for all of Allah's creation. And Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, meaning, indeed, for you, following the Messenger of Allah is best. Subhanallah. Positive social interactions are shaped by, among other elements, good manners. When interacting with parents, relatives, friends, neighbors, customers, shopkeepers, we have many different kinds of relationship and we meet so many different people on very different levels in life. And Islam has provided guidance, and this guidance is provided by the Sunnah and the Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the most perfect manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us the Ummah and has guided us for all walks of life. You are a trader, a businessman, there is example for you to follow in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are a person who is living in poverty, there is an example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for you to follow. You are a king, you are a president, there is an example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for you to follow. Subhanallah. So no matter what situation you are in, there is always an example for you in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to follow and to succeed in life. The key is, as the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam guides us and opens the locks of every difficulty in life. Good social conduct is not just needed by human beings, rather, it is a requirement for every creation on this earth. Without it, agitation, anxiety, persistent decline, and becoming distant from the pleasure of one's generous creator continues to increase. And here, inshallah, we are going to discuss some principles that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has laid out for us for our salvation, for our guidance, inshallah azza wa jal. In one hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that we should only seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And how beautiful it is. It is mentioned in the hadith, innama al-amalu bin-niyyat wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. Actions are only based on intentions, and every person will only have what he intended. Every person will only have what he intended. Everything is based upon the intention. No matter what we are doing, there is always a thought process behind that action. And that thought process, that firm intention in our heart, that's what we call niyyah. Subhanallah. What do we do when we are going to pray salah? We make niya first. Subhanallah. What do we do when we are going to do some virtuous deeds? We check our intention, whether we are doing it with the right intention or the wrong intention. And the reward is only placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if the intention is right. If the intention is right, no matter what virtuous actions we may be doing, but if it was done for any other purpose except for pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that action is null and void because it was based on the wrong intention. Intention, when especially in the environment of our Dawat Islami, we firstly begin with a good intention. With what intention are you watching this program? With what intention am I here and having this conversation with you? What is it in my mind? Do I have any other intention, any ulterior motive behind doing this other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it's not so, then all of this that we are engaging right now, it means nothing. Even if it is something insignificant and it is done solely for the pleasure of Allah, there's so much of barakah in it. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us truthful intentions. That's inshallah. At the same time, make niyat that you as the viewer of the Madani channel, that I'm watching this program for the pleasure of Allah, to learn something about my beautiful deen of Islam. And I'm here discussing the Islamic matters with you, relating the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to you. And my intention is that inshallah azza wa jal, by the barakah of this, my life gets beautified and I'm more inclined to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, together we grow stronger in our deen. How beautiful that would that be, subhanallah. Ameen bijahin nabiyil amin. So intention, something we may be oblivious of. You know, sometimes we just go and do things without having the proper intention. This hadith that where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Innama al-amalu bin-niyyat wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa." Actions are only based on intentions, and every person will only have what he intended. One third of Islam is based on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is one third of Islam. Imam Badruddin Aini rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that there are three types of actions. One is the physical actions, the acts of devotion, the physical action, such as you are performing salah, that is physical action. You are making hajj, sa'i between Safa and Marwa, making tawaf of Ka'batullah, that is physical action. And the second type of action that is done, that is verbal. You are reciting the Holy Quran, you are reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is a verbal action. And then the third action, the action of the heart, and that is intention. So these three are the major deeds in Islam, and intention forms one third of it, subhanallah. So this hadith is about intention, and this hadith is one third of Islam. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that this hadith contains 70 chapters of Islamic jurisprudence. Allahu Akbar. So yes, if you didn't know before the importance of having sound intention, inshallah, now is the time to get ourselves acquainted, inshallah, azza wa jal, as it's never too late. You know, you may be in your middle ages, you may be in your prime youth, you may be maybe in your old age. It's never too late, subhanallah, because we are taught to seek knowledge from cradle to the grave. Since we are not in the grave yet, there is still time, inshallah, azza wa jal. And we must utilize this time. Utilize this time, because knowledge is something which doesn't move by time, by your age. You can attain knowledge in any age, subhanallah. In our Madani environment of Dawat Islam, we have adult classes where Balighan Madrasul Madina, where the adults who have not had the privilege of going to madrasa or learn to properly read the salah or properly articulate the letters of the Holy Quran, this is the time that we must strive and learn. Allahu Akbar. In my own home, I have seen my grandmother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a high abode in Jannatul Firdaus. She was in her old age, and she was still learning the proper manners of reciting the Holy Quran up until the time she passed away. So it didn't stop her. The age didn't stop her. Right until her 70s, she was still striving to learn the Holy Quran. So what excuse do we have? This incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seated, and the angel, he came and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a sahabi, about a companion who was present there. And he informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he has only got so much time to live between the time that is between Asr and Maghrib. How long of a time it is between Asr and Maghrib? An hour maximum, two, depending on the time of the year, whichever season it is. So this short time that he had to live, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then breaks this news to this sahabi, and he says, you only got this short time to live. And the sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, what should I do in this limited time that I have left of my life? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to the sahabi that engage in learning ilm, ilm-e-deen, the knowledge of the deen, meaning continue your pursuit of acquiring Islamic knowledge. Allahu Akbar. And the sahabi who narrated this hadith, he says that if there was anything more virtuous, if there was anything more virtuous for that person in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would have commanded him to do that rather. But knowledge was the most important thing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to engage in learning the knowledge of deen. If we have the righteous intention, this can be a salvation for us, inshallah azza wa jal. Because it is mentioned in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah azza wa jal does not look at your faces, nor does he look at your wealth. But what does he look at? Yanzuru ila qulubikum. But he azza wa jal looks at your heart and your actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us truthful intention. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. As the hadith says, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. In the next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives us guidance to live our life by. And he says that there are times when we are in this kind of a situation. And for that specific kind of a situation, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Whoever believes in Allah and in the final day should either speak good things or remain silent. Yes, there are times when we may utter wrong things that are not appropriate. And in situations like that, we must remember this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we are just about to say, it is on the tip of your tongue that you might utter something that you will later regret. And this hadith should come to remind us that if we believe in Allah and the final day, we should either say something good. If you don't have anything good to say, then the option is given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then remain silent. Silence is golden. Subhanallah. At times, by observing silence, we can avoid so many fights. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also that he who observes silence, he attains salvation. The problem occurs when we open our mouth. So before we open our mouth and say something, we should weigh our words as to, you know, if I say this, am I going to hurt someone by saying this? If I say this, is it the right thing to say? And how important it is to keep this tongue in control. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is the only body organ, the tongue, that will enter most of the people in the fire of hell. In one hadith, it is mentioned that when a person wakes up in the morning, all the body organs, all the body parts, they all plead to the tongue, please don't get us into trouble, because when you say something, we have to bear the brunt of it. Allahu Akbar. This is how dangerous the tongue is. So again, we are reminded of this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah and the final day should either speak good things or remain silent. In the third hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advises us, his ummah, to always be patient. Something that seems to be lost nowadays. Patience is a virtue that is very rare to be found nowadays. And he says, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدَمَةِ الْأُولَى. Patience is at the initial stroke of calamity. When something goes wrong, what is the first thing that we say? If it is the word of complaint, then that is our test. Instead of anything wrong coming out, we should be reminded, this hadith should be there, the hadith of Rasulullah, the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be there in our mind, that patience is at the initial stroke of calamity. There is no point saying, you know, after you have done complaining, oh, this had to happen to me, or why is it like this? And then later on you realize, oh, okay, I should rather observe patience. No, patience is at the initial stroke of the calamity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the virtuous quality of patience. You know, patience is that virtue which can earn us the companionship of our Creator. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, Allah, Allah, we can be showered in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we observe patience. And then in the next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be thankful for a blessing and be patient upon a calamity. Again, reminding us of our Islamic values of always being thankful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and observe patience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the affair of the believer is amazing. The affair of the believer is amazing. All of it is good. And this honor is exclusive to the believer. When he encounters a pleasing matter, something good happened, he thanks Allah. And this is beneficial for him. And when a hardship befalls him, he is patient. And this is beneficial for him as well. Subhanallah. So a believer, if something good happens to you, and you express your thanks, gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that good that happened, mashallah, this is virtue. And if a calamity has befallen us and we remain patient on it, then again, this is also beneficial for us. So both ways, we are earning reward, subhanallah. And why? Then why let go of this opportunity of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being grateful servant at the same time? If there is a calamity, life is not bed of roses. No, things happen. Life happens. And each one have to go through both the phases of life. I can't recall even one person that I've seen in my life who has said to me that he had no problem in his entire life. I haven't met anyone, maybe you have. What do we do? How do we deal with the situation? By observing patience over calamities. And this is the virtue that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam discussing here. He says, the affair of the believer is amazing and all of it is good. And this honor is exclusive to the believer. When he encounters a pleasing matter, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is beneficial for him. And when a hardship befalls him, he is patient, and this is beneficial for him as well. Subhanallah. So yes, we are scoring both ways, Allahu Akbar. If we hold on to these virtuous qualities of being a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when something good happens, and by holding on to the virtue of patience and sabr when something goes wrong, if we do that, inshallah azza wa jal, Let's make an intention that inshallah we will stick to these virtuous qualities that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has highlighted on our part, being the believers, subhanallah, being his ummah. And how excellent it is to be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, a great poet, a great Sufi saint of Islam, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he is that great high ranking wali who has composed the beautiful poetry where he says, Khudaya bahakke bani Fatima, kibar qawli ima kuni khatima, agar da'watam rad kuni war qabool, mano dastu damane ali rasul. Ameen bijahin nabi. Ameen. He is that great saint who has composed these lines of poetry, subhanallah. And they were, these lines of poetry were accepted in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that each breath that we take, each breath, it comprises of two things, two elements. One breath, but there's two things. In one breath, we inhale oxygen and then we exhale carbon dioxide. And that's what makes a breath. He says, and both we need it. If you inhale oxygen and you can't let out the carbon dioxide, this is a no-go zone. And if there is no oxygen to inhale in the first place, that is the end of everything. That is the end of us. Now, in this case, these two, the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in each breath that we receive, he says, shukr and gratitude, thank on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incumbent and obligatory upon each breath twice. Because we receive two bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in each breath that we take. And how many breaths do we take a day? I can't count. Can you? And how many times are we expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis? That must be so fewer times that we can even count on your fingers. So are we doing justice? Allahu Akbar. We can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for his bounties, for his blessings. Subhanallah. Each breath that we take is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let alone everything else. Allahu Akbar. In the next hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us how to channel our emotions, especially the negative emotions. And he says, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. Meaning the strong person is not the one that is able to wrestle, but the one who can restrain himself when angry. You think you're a warrior, you are strong. Your strength is not determined by which warrior can you defeat, but rather, according to the meter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam here, your strength is determined that if you can restrain yourself when you are overcome by anger. Can you do that? And yes, you are strong, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you can control your anger and don't let go of yourself, you know, and do silly things in the state of anger, you are enraged, but rather have sabr and be able to restrain yourself and diminish your anger right then and there. And then you earn the title of being the strong person by the most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah. This is such a great virtue if we could only practice. In the next hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advises us that, you know, in life, we have different choices and at times we are in doubt. Sometimes we know this is right and this is wrong. But there are times when there are gray areas. And to those situations, he says, how should we address such situations? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam provided beautiful guideline in this regard. He says, leave that which makes you doubtful for that which does not cause you doubt. For truth is tranquility and falsehood causes doubt. Allah, 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 subhanallah. Such a beautiful guideline is given here by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there are times when we are in doubt. Perhaps you have a food that is doubtful, whether to eat or not to eat. You are puzzled. You have to make a decision. When in doubt, seek a way out. So when in doubt about something, whether it's right or wrong, and you are not certain 100% that this is the right thing, then rather abandon it. This is the prophetic advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, leave that which makes you doubtful for that which does not cause you doubt. Go for something where there is no doubt. Subhanallah. For truth is tranquility. What is truth? It provides tranquility. You are at peace when you are speaking the truth. You don't have to watch over your shoulder. You don't have to measure your words or try to remember one lie to cover the other lie and so on and so forth. No such thing. Truth is straight. It's tranquility. Your heart is at ease. And falsehood causes doubt. Falsehood causes doubt. Yes. And this is the beautiful guideline given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when in doubt. In the next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encourages us to do good, virtuous deeds, especially giving charity in the path of Allah. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which charity is the greatest in reward?" Yes, we all, alhamdulillah, we get our chance to do charity in the path of Allah, to give something in the path of Allah from the sincerity of the heart. And now this is also applicable to us. Which charity is the greatest in reward? You may also have this question in mind. So Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam radiyallahu ta'ala, and he asked, "Ya Rasulullah, which charity is greatest in reward?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "That you give charity whilst you are in a state of good health. You are in need yourself, fearing poverty and hopeful of becoming wealthy. Do not delay to the time that the soul reaches the throat. And you are saying so much is for so and so and so much is for so and so, whereas it has already become theirs." What does it mean? Allah Allah. Subhanallah. Meaning, which charity is the greatest in reward? He says that we give charity in a state while we ourselves are in good health, firstly, but we are in need while we are giving charity. We ourselves are in need and we are giving charity. We ourselves have the fear of poverty and we are still giving charity. That charity is the greatest in reward. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and this is very important, he says, "Do not delay it to the time that the soul reaches the throat." Some of us, we wait until we become old. Now we're still young, as if we have the guarantee that we're going to live to see the age of 60s, 70s. Do people not pass away in their 20s and 30s? Do we not carry the janazas of those youngsters who pass away prematurely? Yes, we do. So what gives us this guarantee that we are going to live that age? Perhaps we may not even get to see that day. He says, "Do not delay to the time that the soul reaches the throat." And you are saying, and at that time you will be saying, because you are wealthy now, "So much is for so and so, so much is for so and so." You may not even have the time to do that. Because when the death comes, it is a silent knock. And it is just taken away. You're not given even 5 minutes of respite. You can't tell Malakul Maut, "You know, I have an appointment, come 5 minutes later." He is not at your call. So yes, this is the time for which we are preparing. We don't know when, you know, if we lose an opportunity to do something good, to do charity, to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that moment passes, we cannot get it back. So make use of it while you have the opportunity, while you have the time that somebody was in need and you could have helped, but you chose not to because you feared that, you know, "I myself don't have so much, you know, and I myself am not wealthy. I want to become wealthy one day, and later on in my life, when I'm in my 60s and 70s, I will see." Do we have the guarantee that we will live up to see that age? We don't. So why don't we action it out now while we still have the time and the means and the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? You know, there were those individuals who were once upon a time, they were closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they became wealthy, they turned away from Allah. And they became Allah's enemy, such as Qarun. He was a relative of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And he became so wealthy that the keys of his treasures will be loaded onto camels. That's how wealthy he was. You can't even imagine. Allahu Akbar. And when Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him to give charity from his wealth, zakat, he refused. He refused and refused and refused. And when it was reduced, the amount of zakat was reduced for him. Even then, when he took out the zakat, because comparatively in proportion, his wealth was so huge. So when he took out even few percentage from his wealth, even that becomes so much that he was surprised to see it. He said, no, so much of wealth I'm going to lose. And then he became an enemy of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Started his propaganda against Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Azza wa Jal caused him to drown along with his treasures. And he will continue to be drowning and sinking down this earth until the day of judgment. This was the punishment for him. So his wealth didn't do him any good. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says towards the end of this beautiful hadith, whereas it has already become theirs. Sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are so full of wisdom, alhamdulillah, that we must actually go and seek guidance from the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we have a beautiful zikrullah. Yes, zikrullah by our melodious reciter of Da'wat Islami, and he happens to be our beloved Rukne Shura, Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari Hafizahullah. Let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to this beautiful zikrullah along with zikrul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we'll be back after listening to the zikr. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu raheem, Allahu raheem, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin, huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer, inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadeer. يا رب العالمين الله 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 صل على طه الأمين الله 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 في كل وقت وحين الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 املأ قلبي باليقين الله 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 ثبتني على هذا الدين الله 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 واغفر لي والمسلمين الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 وہ تنہا کون ہے الله 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 بادشاہ وہ کون ہے الله 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 مہرباں وہ کون ہے الله الله کیا اونچی شان ہے الله الله الله
اب دلوں کی جان ہے
اللہ اللہ
اللہ اس کی اپنی شان ہے
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللہ
نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
راز دل کے جانے وہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ حال بھی پہچانے وہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ آسیوں کی آس ہے
اللہ اللہ
اللہ اس کی رحمت خاص ہے
اللہ اللہ
اللہ سب دلوں کے پاس ہے
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللہ
نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
او اللہ دی آل مائٹی
اللہ اللہ
اللہ پروٹیکٹ می اینڈ گائڈ می
اللہ اللہ
اللہ تھرو یور لو اینڈ مرسی
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللہ
نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
Who is the all capable
Allahu Allah
Allah the curer and the healer
Allahu Allah
Allah who's the dominant all over
Allahu Allah
Allah
hasbi rabbi jalla Allah Allahu Allah ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah Allahu Allah
Allah
نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
آف ادر گناہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ عالم بادشاہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ یورکلرن پناہ
اللہ اللہ
اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ اللہ اللہ
اللہ
نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
اشت اللہ دردی می بوا لراما رحمی لے باش لے گناہ لراما رائے لے ہم اکشم ہم صبح لراما
حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
رب المشرقین ورب المغربین فبأی آلاء ربکما تکذبان وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے لارڈ آف دا ٹو ایسٹس اینڈ دا ٹو ویسٹس سو وچ آف یور لارڈز فیورز ول یو ڈینائی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز سبحان اللہ آفٹر ریجوونیٹنگ اور ہارٹس ذکر اللہ اینڈ ذکر رسول عز و جل وصلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی آر بیک اینڈ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دا بلیسنگز آف لیونگ بائی دا سنہ انشاءاللہ دا نیکسٹ حدیث ول بی اباؤٹ لیونگ دی unbeneficial things, useless things. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam here diverts our attention to what's important in life. Pay our attention to those things that are important, and not paying attention towards those things which are not relevant to us, which has no bearing on our life, and it will be futile to indulge in something that is none of our concern. And the value here is we should actually be minding our own business. In this regard, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni." From the beauty of a person's religion is that he leaves what does not concern him. This is the beauty of one's Islam, to leave what does not concern him. Subhanallah. So yes, those things that doesn't need our attention, that is not important, this shouldn't be getting our attention, but our attention should be focused on those things that are important in life, that deserve importance. What is going to happen if we pay attention to unimportant things? Then important things are going to be left out. This is the pitfall of doing that. So from the beauty of a person's religion is that he leaves what does not concern him. Subhanallah, such a beautiful advice from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also makes us aware of the value of time and health. These two things that we take for granted. For example, alhamdulillah, for now I'm healthy. Does it mean I should take my health for granted and start munching on anything and everything? Shouldn't I watch what I eat, how much sugar I take, how much salt I take in my food, how much fat content do I consume every day, right? All these things, my diet, whether I keep myself warm when it's winter, whether I keep myself cool when it's summer, all of this plays a vital role in our upkeep of good health. At the same time, the time that we have, that we take for granted, the time does not wait for anybody. Time is life energy. And in the word of his Sahabi Rasul, he says, our life is what? The sum of few days. Allahu Akbar. Each day that passes by that has been lost from our lifetime. And we need to make use of it while we're still living that day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes us aware of these two factors, important blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Two blessings which people waste. What are those two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Two blessings which people waste are health and free time. How much do we value our health? If we are eating junk, then it shows clearly we don't value our health. If you are, you know, not keeping yourself warm in a freezing weather, that means we have no concern for our health, because there are clothes specifically designed to cover ourselves, to keep ourselves healthy in those times in winter, when it's freezing, when it's snowing. At that time you are wearing a t-shirt, for example, and you are showing how brave you are. This is actually stupidity. Now here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we tend to not value and waste it, that is health. When do we realize the value of our health? When you get a headache and everything comes to a standstill in your life. You can't think properly, you can't move your body properly, you can't think straight just because you have a headache. That time you realize the importance of health. Perhaps you are given the blood results and you are seeing high rising cholesterol levels, rising diabetes sugar level. You may be borderline diabetic, and that is the time you start to lose your mind. Oh, I'm diabetic now. How am I going to manage my life? Then you are going to change all your diets. And you can't even enjoy the simple thing that you used to enjoy when you were healthy. Simply because we didn't value the health at that time. Now, this day has come. And if we still don't, the health will start to deteriorate further and further. So when are we going to stop and take a break and look after ourselves? Take care of our health. And the number second, the second thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned here, two blessings which people waste are health, number one. Number two, free time. How many of us do we have free time? There was a time when I used to have free time. And now only after you get busy in life, you realize the value of having some free time to yourself. Allahu Akbar. Even our sleep is now clockwork. Whatever you do, it's within a stipulated time frame. You are bound by time. And if you get a free window, you are blessed. Subhanallah. And we need to learn to value and cherish those times which we have to ourselves. Maybe family time, time alone, time to yourself. A time where we could be in solitude and make the zikr of Allah, subhanAllah. That is valuing our free time. Earn deeds in good health. This is the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, encouraged in his beautiful sunnah. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا. When a servant of Allah becomes ill or travels and is unable to perform his regular deeds, the good deeds, the virtuous deeds that we used to perform in our good health and when we were not traveling, then good deeds are recorded for him, the like of which he used to perform in good health or whilst he was a resident. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. So this will only be written in our account if we were habitual of doing those good deeds when we were healthy, when we were a resident, when we weren't in a state of travel. But now we have become ill, and if we are accustomed to praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we were healthy, then good deeds will still be continued to be written in our accounts. Although we are not actively doing that, the illness has stopped us from that action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is so merciful, He still rewards us. That if he wasn't ill, he would still be devoted. These are the virtuous things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us on. If we get into the habit of doing virtuous things when we are healthy, then when we get sick, we will still continue to reap the reward, though we are not actively doing that particular deed at that moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. And this is now time to listen to a beautiful nasiha. Time to influence your child. Yes, this is the subject of the nasiha. And it is by our great Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Maulana Hafiz Naushad Madani Hafizahullah. Let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to the advice and nasiha. And we'll be back right after. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is primarily the duty and responsibility of the mother and father to train and to nurture the children, to strengthen their foundations. And what are the foundations? Islamic values, Islamic teachings. Before outside influences start influencing your child, you do the influencing first. There are more or less four ideal times to influence the mind of a child. A child is vulnerable and can be influenced very quickly, very easily. So who's doing the influencing? Either the parent who truly loves and cares for the child, or some other person who may tell them that I love you, but doesn't mean it. When last did you tell your child that I love you? Tell them every day, every second day, but tell them just to reaffirm it in their minds and in their hearts, because they are very impressionable. Somebody can just bluff them with false words and they would believe it. four times that are ideal to influence the mind of your child are when they are eating, when they are sleeping, or about to sleep, when they are traveling with you, and when they are sick. Try it out. Try it out and you'll be amazed. All we have to do is plant those little seeds of Islamic values and teachings in their hearts and their minds. Don't give them a whole bayan, a whole talk, in a very simple way according to their understanding. Plant those little seeds and along the way water it so that inshallah azza wa jal, one day as they grow up, they will grow up with this foundation of Islamic values and teachings as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Such a beautiful nasiha. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to act upon it, to bring it into practice. Ameen bijahi Nabi Lameen. And now, as we are coming closer to the termination of our today's episode and program, let's inshallah Azza wa Jal learn a few more sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us not to consider any good deed as inferior. He says, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, kullu ma'rufin sadaqah. Every good deed is an act of charity. And then he says, la tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shay'an walau an talqa akhaka biwajhin talq. Meaning, never deem any good deed as insignificant, such as meeting your brother in faith with a smile. Subhanallah, it is also a good deed. Smiling is charity, subhanallah, and it doesn't cost you money. So yes, don't forget to smile. And lastly, with regards to the importance of sunnah, subhanallah, here is a wonderful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, indeed, whomever among you lives, he will see much difference. Beware of the newly invented matters, for indeed they are misguidance. Whoever amongst you sees that, then he must stick to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khalifs. Cling to it with the molar teeth. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal always keep us on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Lameen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. We will come with another topic of discussion. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace.